The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
there have been times me and my brother have gone days without eating. One time it was so bad in my village that many children died because there was nothing to eat.
Love covers. Love covers pain, indescribable pain. Love lifts people up out of a pit of despair and hopelessness, and it will for you. Listen to the heart of God and ask God, can I do for someone else what I so often need someone to do for me?
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robison. Betty and I are really excited about sharing with you how whatever challenge, whatever mountain, whatever valley you may face, God is greater, bigger than any mountain, can lift up out of any ditch, point of defeat, disease, or challenge. We shared, Betty, my challenge with the hip replacement surgery and the staph infection that really led a team of doctors into a battle for my life, for which I'm grateful. Betty, not one of those doctors, not one nurse, and I had 24-hour continual care for an extended period of time. No one ever left their place. They were in a good fight, fighting for a life. Most of them didn't know. Some of them had heard of a minister that was on television, but they didn't know me. But they loved me, and my family prayed for me. We talked to you about our daughter, her challenge with cancer. No one bailed on her. Everyone focused to help her win the fight. Two of the greatest ministers and pastors in our area are close friends, and they've been in a battle, Andy McQuitty, Matt Chandler. Two great pastors just north of here, one with brain tumor and cancer. The other with stage 4 colon cancer. We've watched God miraculously work in their lives. Everyone that I mentioned, God will work in your life. You're important to God. God, I pray for every person, for every couple, every grandparent whose grandchild has a challenge physically or spiritually, for every parent who has a child in a battle, for everyone who has a spouse in a battle. Perhaps it's the relationship, I don't know. Perhaps it's financial difficulties or challenges. For everyone with a child, a brother, a sister, a sibling, a family member, they're in trouble. God, lift that load. Help them know they're not just a number, not just an overlooked, forgotten, unimportant person, but so very important to you. Meet their needs. In Jesus' name, have you ever felt, let me ask you this, have you ever felt like the psalmist said, I looked around and beheld and no one cared for my soul? Have you ever felt like no one cares for me? It's likely I don't know you. Some of you might say, I wish we did know you. We feel like we do. Or I think I would like to know you. And I know that I would care about any challenge, any heartache, any hurt, any family member, sir, I would care. Yes, I would. So many times in restaurants or public places, I find myself praying not only for someone, but with them. Because they feel like they can talk to us because we care. And we care because we know the Father in heaven cares, and you're not just an overlooked, unimportant statistic. You are precious to the Lord. He loves you. I want you to experience the joy that I've experienced for so many years. And that's the one that can lift people's head so they look up from whence cometh their help. So they refocus their attention that I can reach out and offer a hand of love and care and lift people up, pointing them in a new direction and oftentimes not winning them to Christ, which is of greatest importance, but lifting them up out of a pit of hopelessness and giving them a future hope. Because God has wonderful plans. Here's the thing I think it's really important for you to understand. Most of the time, we see God expressed in others. We can read John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and it is absolute truth, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life, everlasting life. That's truth. But when you see love expressed, there is no greater power. The missionaries, those who work with the suffering, so often they just read about statistical reports. So many starving, so many dying, so many malnourished. And as long as we just see people as a number or a statistic, it's kind of like you, just an object to be overlooked. Not so. God directs His love on you, to you, and He wants to express His love through you. Listen to the heart of a missionary. Listen to the heart of God. And ask God, can I do for someone else what I so often need someone to do for me?
Working here in Africa, we're constantly confronted by statistics. We track these statistics. I've got to be perfectly honest. After doing this for 14 years, I'm actually a little sick of statistics. I'm tired of hearing about, you know, the statistic that tells us that a child dies every 6 seconds. I'm sick of people telling me that there's a literal tsunami of children whose lives get stolen away by malnutrition. They have faces, they have names, the Matthews, the Jagombes, the Alberts. When I see the desperation in a mother's eyes as she sits on a concrete floor looking at her child literally dying in front of her, that's what's being lost every 6 seconds, is a life. It's not a statistic. It's a life.
You aren't either. I want to make it as clear as I can. Betty and I want you to know. We don't do Life Today television, and we don't travel all over the world or go out and minister or just try to love people around us. Because it's a job. It's a privilege. And it's a privilege to talk to you. We come into your home every day. And I've said this over and over, but it's not of little importance. Right now, we're talking about people starving to death. But today, we will pray for 5 times more people, 80% or more. Oftentimes, 90% of the calls that come in, even when we're saying, help do this desperate situation. The majority of the calls are, God, somebody pray for me. We do. I mean, we're here every day for you. Yes, we're going to give everybody that watches Life Today an opportunity to express life today, to share life today, to do what Jesus said, to have out of your innermost being a river of living water flowing freely. Because, see, Betty, people live jammed and stuck in whatever pain or challenge they have until they begin to look beyond their need and their world and say, let me be a light in somebody else's situation. That's when everything begins to flow freely. So we come to help you, but you'll get help even greater help. As I've said it many times, basically Isaiah 58 teaches it. If you want your prayers answered quickly, become an answer to someone else's prayer, meet a need, feed the hungry, touch the suffering, care for the dying, make a difference here on earth, and God makes a difference in your life. Just making a difference makes a difference in us. Just loving others fills us with greater love and greater capacity to love. We're asking you to do that. This is our mission feeding emphasis. Twice a year, and I think most of you are aware of this, twice a year, we come and ask you to help us feed children for several months who are starving, who are malnourished, who are desperate. And then we see the situation totally turned around. It's a miracle.
James, I'm sitting here thinking, the desire as a Christian in my heart is for people to know God. But I was sitting here thinking, how are they going to have that opportunity to know God? Through us showing them God cares, through us showing them God's love. It's a demonstration of what God has done in our lives and how He has changed our hearts. We can start that process with these precious children and all these people that are starving. We meet their needs, and through that demonstration of love, they see the love of God.
There's no question. Love demonstrated is more powerful than love proclaimed or declared. It's a living illustration. Right now, we're asking you to help us feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. Some of you can help us feed 100 or more. You say, well, what does it take to feed a child, to save their lives, to stabilize the situation? For $30, for $50, or for $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. Every day. And by the way, we tailor it to the need. There will be some places, now, I mean, this is really a tragic thing, but some places in malnutrition clinics where we actually establish them, oftentimes in the bush, we will have to feed them intravenously. We will have to give them sugar, water. We'll have to give them something to just begin the turnaround because they're so weak, they can't even take food. So we do whatever it takes. When I say we, do you understand that's a big encompassing statement? We, that's you. We are very, very small. We can only do our part, but we will. And we will always give. We love to give. But our part also is to encourage you to do your part and to make the difference. I want you to listen. Already making up your mind, I'm going to help you feed as many children as I can. But we're approaching the last days of this emphasis, which we have twice a year, to literally feed hundreds of thousands of children. But you've got to see them as one child. You've got to see their little world and say, I'll save that family. I'll save those children. Listen to what children face through the words of an African child.
I have always known hunger. It was in my village before I was born. There have been times me and my brother have gone days without eating. One time it was so bad in my village that many children died because there was nothing to eat. When it does not rain, our crops dry up and turn to dust. Sometimes we can't grow our food because of soldiers fighting. At night, the pain of hunger would not let me sleep. I try to listen in school, but my stomach is empty and my head feels very dizzy. I sometimes think hunger is just a bad dream, but it never goes away. Hunger doesn't care how young you are. It will follow you until you are in your grave. My little brother died because he didn't have enough food. I hope I can eat tomorrow.
That voice is the voice of a little African girl that came here and learned to speak English. And she was telling the story that is typical and true. not just thousands. Millions. But if that's all you see, we won't do much, will we?
Mm-mm. You know, my first impression, and I'm sure many of you have this impression as you were watching, listening to the voice of that child, one voice speaking for many. And I thought, my first thought is, I want to go over there. I want to hold that child. We can't all go, but we can in our giving. We can in our helping. We can be there. We can pour out love through helping to meet their needs. They're starving. They need help. They need food. Won't you help us?
You know, sometimes for so many years, you just... You try to be a voice for the suffering and advocate, and yet, you know, we spend most of our time trying to minister to brokenhearted people like you or friends that you may know because we love you. And we're so glad many of you watching Wednesdays with Beth or listening to our guests or something Betty and I share. And you fall more in love with Jesus and your life's changed, and that's so thrilling. But sometimes when you've seen the suffering of the world and you know that love never fails, and you know you can save their lives, and you can give them a chance, and you think, are people just tired of hearing us? I mean, Betty and I have a broken heart for our country, got a broken heart for our nation. We want God to heal the land so we can continue to bless people who suffer right here in our own midst. And we're trying to bless you every day, but, you know, sometimes I really wonder, do you get tired of hearing us be a voice for the suffering? And sometimes I wonder, God, do the people just wish we'd go away? But see, the pain won't go away. We could go off television. Matter of fact, listen, we've dropped television stations when we've been challenged financially. We've dropped media, which is terrible because ultimately you lose people who continue to help others. But we always will cut back anywhere in order not to ever cut back in missions. And I've said, Lord, do I just keep coming to people? Are they tired of me? But in my heart, I keep having this hope. Someday, I'm going to knock on the door, not just homes, through television and hearts, but I'm going to be received, and the concern and burden that is on your heart and on mine, on Betty's and on the missionaries, every viewer is going to catch it. And one of these days, every person in America, in Canada, in the UK, in Australia, every one of you watching will say, I got it. I got it. They won't have to go to bed hungry. They won't have to wonder if they're going to have food because we can do it. I'll take 100 kids. I will. I know it's a step of faith, but I'll do it. I'm longing for that. I'll take care of 10. Here's my $100 gift. Here's my 50. Here's my 30. I got 3. I don't have much, but it's big to those 3. I'm praying everybody. I'm talking to you. Be an answer to that heart cry, that child's need, that reality. To our prayers, the missionaries' prayers, be an answer. God said, I'll answer your prayers. I'll come quickly. Read Isaiah 58. Please dial that number. We're going to send you some beautiful gifts to help you grow. But you're going to be sharing the greatest gift, the love and life of God. Please, please. And if you ever get a busy... When you're trying to help somebody, you be as determined to get through as if you were desperate for help. Because I say, I'm desperate, I'm determined to help somebody else. I will do it. I'll do what I can. And use your bank card like a check, call the number, go online, lifetoday.org, or you write that check, address it to Life, and call us and say, I'm mailing it today. And do it with excitement and with a prayer.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
The telephone number is going to stay right there. I'm praying every single person watching will die. I want to show you some of the images, some of the reality that only love can change. When I see those little stick figure arms, I know only love and food can give nourishment. I watch this little child. I think I've never been moved anymore by an image than that little desperate child trying to cover up with an old piece of cloth that's totally inadequate. See a little baby in the lap of an emaciated mother's arms. We can correct that. Look at me. Listen to me. Love covers. Did you see that child trying to cover up? I mean, I'm just asking you, please. Did you see that little child by themselves, nobody to cover them? I want to. Love covers. Love covers not only a multitude of sins, love covers pain, indescribable pain. Love lifts people up out of a pit of despair and hopelessness, and it will for you. God, I pray with my friends who are watching are desperate. You'll hear their cry. God, I pray you send somebody to you. And I'm praying you'll be the somebody that God sent to cover a child like that. Would you please, whatever it takes, go get your checkbook, write the largest check you can to do the greatest thing that love can do, and that's give life, not just in word, but in deed. Be doers of the word, God says, not just hearers. Release the river of life. Be a light that will not be hid. Be a city set on a hill. Reveal the love of God. Don't just talk about it. Would you go, please? Get your check. Get your bank card. Maybe the best way you'll ever use it, like a check, and say, here it is. James, I'm going to help you and those missionaries rescue every child that they can get to. And they won't get to them empty-handed. I'm going to give you the food. I'm going to give you the support. Here it is. Please, make the call. Go online, lifetoday.org, and give life today. Make the greatest gift you can, please. Maybe you're going to be stretched beyond the norm. You're not going to just do the easy. You're going to say, you know what? You talk about step out in faith. I'm writing a $1,000 check. I'm going to cover 100 kids like that for the next weeks and the next months. I'm going to put some healthy skin and muscles on that skeletal frame I'm going to do it. God, help every person who can. Help them to do it right now. Thank you.
At this very moment, a child is drawing her last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like her throughout Africa face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's Mission Feeding Teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of hundreds of thousands of suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst famine and food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies for the feeding programs immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Beth Moore's book, The Life That Overcomes. This Life Outreach exclusive, featuring a collection of messages from Beth's heart, will inspire you to live an overcoming life each day. With your gift of $100 or more to help feed 10 children, you may also request our new 90-day Bible, designed to help you read through the scriptures in just 90 days. Finally, as a special challenge, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the beautiful Heart of the Father bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today at lifetoday.org.
My heart overflows not only with concern and compassion, but with gratitude. I wish I could give you a hug. God, I wish I could hug everyone that's ever helped us cover a child. Feed them. Encourage a missionary. God, they're such wonderful people. And they say you're the most wonderful people. We want to send you the 90-day Bible. You can read the whole Bible in 90 days, Beth's book. Last time to be able to get the beautiful bronze Heart of the Father. You'll help us take care of 100 kids. Thank you. From the depth of our heart, thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.